listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Woo-hoo! All right. My brothers and my sisters, Lent is almost upon us. We're getting closer, but it's not here yet. This week, we're taking a look at the eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 and 15. Our psalm response from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 6 through 9. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. And our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. Now, if you had your wallet or your purse handy, or if you just have money in your pocket, I would ask you to take out a dollar bill. I'm not going to say a 50 or a 100 because God knows none of us in ministry have anything like that, but take out some money, look at the back of it. Take out a coin, look at the back of it. And what is that phrase that it says, at least in America, on our monetary units, on our money? It says, "In God we trust." Now, has that ever really struck you as funny that on money is actually proclaiming that we trust in God, in the, you know, one of the wealthiest nations or the wealthiest nation in the world, that we're proclaiming that we put all of our trust in God, and we're going to proclaim it by putting it on this dollar bill or, you know, on this monetary unit that normally becomes one of our greatest hindrances and obstacles to really trusting God. Maybe it's something we should aspire to. Who knows? But I want you to think about that. In God we trust, because this is something that's really easy to say and really hard to do. And it hasn't, it's not, this is not a new thing. This is not a new problem. This has been a problem for thousands of years, so much so that even Jesus had to talk about it. In the gospel this week, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, "No one can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one, despise the other." And then he says something really even more important that kind of unpacks it right after that. He says, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Now, one time I was doing a Bible study on this, and this girl put her hand up and she said, "Well, why can't we serve God and manna?" And I was trying to explain that mammon is not manna. Mammon is worldly, earthly wealth, earthly treasure. And when Jesus says this, it's a very concise, very simple phrase. You cannot serve God and mammon. Why not? Because for many of us, for too many of us in culture, mammon, earthly wealth and treasure, becomes our God, small g. And then he goes on to talk about, don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or about your body. Look at the way God loves the birds in the sky. And you start to go, okay, well, I'm sorry, Jesus, you were making this point about earthly wealth. And then you start talking about birds and you start talking about barns and you start talking about clothes. And why are we so anxious? And what he's trying to point out is, look, you get anxious about worldly things if you put your trust in worldly things. And this is a great verse for anybody that struggles with anxiety, anybody that struggles with worry, anybody who constantly is worried about tomorrow. You know, there was a statistic I saw one time. It says most of the things we worry about are completely fruitless because they'll never happen. Or we're worried about things that already happened or things that will never happen. And because of that, we never live in the present. And Jesus today is calling us to live in the present and trust God in the present today. And he says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself." That would be the kind of verse that every one of us should print out and tape on our mirror, tape on our door, put in our car. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be present today. God is present to you today. Don't worry. And a lot of us, because we're worried about tomorrow, we have all these insurance policies. You know, we save our money, we go buy insurance, and certainly you have to be responsible. But I remember when I was buying life insurance, you know, when I became a husband and a father, I remember the fear that was running through me as this guy was talking to me about all the horrible things that could happen to me and what about my family. And this whole idea, this whole policy was built on fear. Was what's going to happen tomorrow? Now, again, certainly we need to take care of our families, we need to take care of one another, and you shouldn't just not care about tomorrow. But what God is saying is live in today. God's promise is your only insurance policy, okay? We need to trust in God the way that our money says we do, okay? So when you look at your week, when you look at your day, when you look at your future, who are you putting your trust in? Yourself or the economy or your job or your schooling or your future plans or in God? And when you read the first reading, you're going to be reminded that even as much as a mother loves her child, God still loves you more. And even as much in the second reading as God has revealed to us is that he's entrusting his revelation. He's entrusting his mysteries to us, that we're trustworthy of them, okay? But in the end, we have to understand, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of us or any judgment anybody else passes on us. The only one we have to worry about is the Lord. He's the one who judges us. there's a word that we use about God. It's called providence. The word providence comes from a Latin word. It means to foresee or to attend to the needs of. You know, that's where we get the word provide from. And that God's providence, that he will provide for us. He will give us everything we need. And that's why in the Our Father that we pray for our daily bread. It's supposed to show us in that prayer the daily need to go back to God, to rely only on God, so much so that we would starve without him. Is that what your prayer life is like? Is that what your everyday life is like? Do you have that kind of relationship with God where you would starve without him? Or are you secure enough in the worldly things that you don't go to him until you need him? That's the question he's putting before us this week. Do I love him enough to go to him first? Is my life insurance in God and not in the things of this earth?
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.